The Boston Celtics resume play tonight after a four-month layoff because of the coronavirus pandemic. The entire NBA is playing at the Disney World Sports Complex in Florida, essentially in a bubble, to keep players, coaches, and staff safe. With a look at how the Celtics are functioning inside this bubble, we're joined by Gary Washburn, the NBA beat reporter for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So what's it like inside the bubble in Orlando? Is it strict rules? What's going on?
So far, so good. I mean, 344 players have been tested this week and no positive tests. The restrictions are there. I mean, they make sure if I walk out of this room without taking my temperature and oxygen saturation and try to go to an event, I do not get in. And that's for everyone, players, coaches, no one slides here.
Wow, that's amazing. And now practice games that started last week, no fans, obviously. And so crowd noise and music was piped into the gyms with the teams socially distancing on the bench. I mean, how do you think that changes the viewing experience, at least for you when you're watching this?
The experience for me as a media member is a little better, actually, because we sit close to the floor. Players do a lot of talking on the floor, and it's usually drowned out by the crowd. This situation, we can hear them talking to each other, to the referees. Let's say if the Celtics are a home team, they try to make it as close as they can to a game at the Garden. But it's going to be different. It's just not the same, and everyone acknowledges that.
How do you think that affects the players? I mean, you get a lot of energy from the crowd, right? A lot of enthusiasm. I mean, how do you think it affects them?
Well, it all depends on how self-motivated you are. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of players that feed off the fans, whether it's, you know, negative attention or positive, whether they're on the road and they play well with boos, there's going to be no boos. There's going to be no real cheers except from your own teammate. You've got to feed off your own self-motivation and that from your teammates. And that's a lot different.
You know, one thing that's been talked about is how the players will address the nationwide protests over police brutality and racism. Several NBA players have voiced support for the Black Lives Matter movement. They say they are planning demonstrations when they take the floor this week. How is the league handling that?
The league is not going to really restrict these guys. They've talked a lot about social justice issues. On Wednesday, the Celtics' Jaylen Brown talked for, you know, 10 minutes. Imploring the Black community to vote, talking about the death of Breonna Taylor. And I think the league understands that this is how it's going to be. Like, if they were going to resume play, and I think the players said, listen, if we're going to go through this, we're going to have something to say here because we have a lot in our mind.
Well, let's talk about basketball. The Celtics have clinched a spot in the playoffs. They're one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. What do you think about their chances to take advantage of this situation and maybe make a run at the championship?
You know, they played really two full games together. They looked a little shaky. So the Celtics have a chance to really be special, but they have to be better communicated on the floor, more cohesive and healthy. And if those things come together, they can make a long run.
Gary Washburn, NBA reporter for the Boston Globe, joining us from Orlando. Thanks for being with us, Gary, and stay safe down there.
Thank you.